This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello there, everyone. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking. I'm here for the second hour with Dr. Norm Shealy, and we're going to be having a discussion on medicinal herbs and the benefits of wildcrafted herbs. And I'll go through and I'll just name some of the herbs that I grow here on my farm. One of the main ones, actually, when I moved onto the place, I found that it was more or less a weed that was growing here, just all over the place, especially in the valley, was a herb called horehound. That's H-O-R-E-H-O-U-N-D. And when I first got here, I was just pulling it out all over the place because apparently it was, considered to be a weed by the local farmers. But I got that still small voice on the inside of me saying, just stop, you know, you need to do some more research on this plant. And I found out that it had some medicinal properties. Have you ever heard of this plant?
Oh, yes, or at least that's one of the fairly well-known ones. Its greatest use today is for bronchitis and coughing and the upper respiratory tract. I think it's often used in cough drops.
In what, sorry?
Cough drops.
Oh, cough drops, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's right. I found that out in the process of my research, and as soon as I found that out, I stopped pulling it up. And I've since been wildcraft cultivating it, occasionally going out and cutting the plants and, hanging them up to dry with a view to making them into a tea. And, possibly selling the tea, as a wildcrafted herb.
Well, interestingly, it also lowers blood pressure. There is evidence of that.
Okay.
And it in general, it's an immune enhancer.
Ah. Isn't it interesting how a lot of the plants that the government seems to want to ban seem to be the most useful ones medicinally?
Well, I can't speak unequivocally for the FDA-like agency in Australia, but in this country, I consider our FDA the most evil organization that we know anything about publicly.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is quite awful, because, from what you have said, horehound is potentially a very, very useful medicinal crop.
Exactly.
It grows very, very well here. It grows, its natural climate is a semi-arid climate for it to grow in. Okay, and it's absolutely perfectly suited to here. And I went on eBay after I'd done this research into its medicinal properties, and I found out that on eBay it's actually selling for around about $170 a kilo for the dried herb.
Wow. And that's a good farm product.
That's a good sideline. So like I say, as soon as I found that out, I stopped pulling it up. I knew about the bronchial properties. And one health problem that I've had in the past, it almost killed me when I was about 16, was I had pneumonia. And I very nearly died at that time. And it weakened me for a great number of years afterwards. And I've found, you know, that I wouldn't quite say to this day, but I've had problems with my health and my vitality since then. Is that very common?
A major infection or flu or any major illness early in life, and early in life to me means before age 20, can cause lifelong problems, yes, no question about it.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because I've found out that I've had to really pace myself. And when I was in my late 20s, I almost died as a result of a postpartum hemorrhage.
Yeah.
And I found as well that really, really sapped my vitality for quite a number of years afterwards. I almost bled to death as a result of childbirth. That's for all the, you know, people who may not have so much scientific knowledge out there. And I was speaking to somebody else. They had a hemorrhage through another cause. And they found that it was affecting them even years afterwards with blood problems. Is that very common?
Well, no, it's not common, but it does happen.
Yeah, yeah. And I have a theory that it stressed the bone marrow. That was my theory and my intuition that almost bleeding to death, it put a great strain on the bone marrow, and that it actually took many, many years for the bone marrow to naturally recover. At the time, I was living on an island in southeast Queensland, and my husband, he was alive at the time, he drove me to the doctor who was on the island, and I'd only given birth 3 days before, and they sent me home 2 days after giving birth to my baby, back to the island, and it was a one-hour boat trip out to the island from the mainland, and it was then a one-hour drive from the port on the mainland into the hospital, which was in the middle of Brisbane. And so the doctor, she took one look at me and she was extremely concerned. And she said, how long ago did she was speaking to my husband because I was so weak. She said, how long ago did your wife give birth? And he said, oh, 3 days. And her, what she immediately said was, what is she doing back on this island? And my husband said, well, they sent her home. You know, they said, well, you're good to go. Go on, go home. And as a consequence of that, I almost bled to death, because what they hadn't realized, my son, he had a suction cup birth, and they must have pulled on the placenta and created the hemorrhage that way as they were suction cupping the baby out.
Right.
Okay. And that was apparently what created the hemorrhage. And she said, listen, what you, she was speaking to my husband. She said, what you must do, take your wife home and put her to bed. She's to have total bed rest for 6 weeks. And I can tell you this, she will either live or she won't. Because to airlift me to a hospital would have restarting the hemorrhage. That was her medical opinion at the time. Or to have me going off the island by boat, it would have risked restarting the hemorrhage. So she said it's not safe to remove her from the island. Take her home, total bed rest, keep the fluids up, iron supplementation. She'll either recover or she won't. And as it happened, of course I did. But I was weakened, and I've always suspected that it's because the bone marrow was stressed, and I did not receive any blood transfusions because there were no blood transfusion facilities on the island. And
that's more than a minor injury.
When on that morning, I woke up. And I'm a Christian woman. I felt fantastic. My mind was crystal clear. My thoughts were absolutely amazing. And my hearing and my vision was supercharged. But I went to move and I felt like a sack of sand. And that's when I knew that something was wrong. And so I turned to my husband, and I said, darling, I think that we'd better go and see the doctor. And I found that my voice was thin. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And
that's a major insult to the body as a whole.
Yeah, I really could have died at that time. But it is possible. If you know how to deal with an invalid of that type, it is possible to pull them through without a lot of sophisticated. There's nothing wrong with the hospitals. The hospitals are great. The blood transfusions are great. But if you don't have access to that degree of care, I just want people to know it is possible to pull somebody through that sort of situation.
Right.
Yeah. And, we're heading into another break. I'd like to for you to speak some more about this sort of thing on the other side, because I would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hello, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking again. Warming the seat this week for Vincent Finelli. And I have with us Dr. Norm Shealy. And I think that we were discussing, postpartum hemorrhages and what you can do, or any sort of hemorrhages, and what you can do to help pull somebody through and, give them a chance of actually surviving this sort of thing. Because, nobody ever likes to think that this sort of thing could happen in a survival situation, but it's actually probably quite a common type of trauma.
It varies all over the place at what percentage, but for the individual, it's quite serious. Well, obviously, you have to get as much fluid in as possible. That's at the top of the list, so they don't become dehydrated as well. But for recovery, you mainly need iron and vitamin C and vitamin B12 and folic acid. Now, the folic acid is quite easy to get out of a number of vegetables, including even sweet potatoes but mostly spinach and that sort of thing, broccoli, all of that family will have lots of folic acid. Vitamin C, of course, you get mostly from all of your yellow fruits and vegetables and oranges and citrus fruits. But B12, you cannot get except from animals. You get a little bit out of egg yolks, but mostly you get it from animal protein. Liver, of course, being the number one animal product that has adequate B12. It's a question of, in the acute situation, the most important thing is to keep fluids going. And then over the next 6 to 8 weeks, as you recover, to increase the folic acid, the vitamin C, and the iron.
Yeah, I think that's more or less the advice that the doctor gave to us when I was experiencing that problem. It was basically, and also the other thing that the doctor advised was total bed rest.
Right.
No getting up, walking around, or any of that sort of thing.
Well,
certainly no heavy labor.
Well, that's particularly true because, of course, the uterus is in the lower part of the body, and standing up even increases the adrenal.
Yeah, that's right. And, fortunately, and like I said, that the stress on the bone marrow, I don't think that I've heard of that from any medical literature over the following years, but what I do know is that in the 3 or 4 or 5 years following that trauma, what happened was I had chronic anemia to the point where I was actually hospitalized at least once and had to go on I had to have the iron injections in my posterior.
Right. A lot of people don't get enough iron out of the food.
Yeah, and I've always suspected that there may have been a link between that and the hemorrhage and the fact that my bone marrow had been strained somehow. Would you say that was possible?
Oh, yes. It was probably borderline. A lot of women, men rarely get anemia unless they have active bleeding of some kind, but women, because of the, monthly menstrual cycle, do rely upon adequate iron and other such things.
Yeah, and I don't think that I was getting much meat at the time either, and that probably played into it as well. I wasn't actually vegetarian, but it was a time meat was just very expensive at that time, and it was a very, very difficult time in our life. And,
by the way, interestingly, the plant sources of iron are not as absorbable, they're not as digestible as meat.
I don't think they are. Yeah. Okay, anyway, we're heading into another break. I'll see you on the other side, and I would love to get back to talking about medicinal herbs, if that's okay with you.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Hello, this is Gwyneth Isaac here, sitting in for Vincent Finelli this week. I have Dr. Norm Shealy with us, and I would like to ask Dr. Shealy about a number of medicinal herbs. One of them, this is one that I grow a lot of here, and that is the nopal cactus. That's the prickly pear, Ficus indica, the Indian fig cactus. And I've heard that it has remarkable medicinal properties. I don't know if you've gone into that at all.
Well, interestingly, as you were saying that, I tapped it into my computer because I know of it as a, you know, a preserve, if you will. It's been made that way mainly. But its greatest benefit is lowering blood sugar, probably because of pectin. And it has fiber as well. It's also used to help lower cholesterol for hangover and diarrhea. I guess that's one of its greatest, colitis and diarrhea. And it's even been used for benign prostatic hypertrophy, the number one physical problem.
What was that, sorry?
I'm sorry?
Prostate.
Yes.
Prostate problems.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's another excellent herb.
Well, that's really quite amazing. And also, it is also an excellent source of vitamin C, the fruit that is.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
Actually, you can eat the leaves. Anyway, you can eat the plant itself.
Yeah. I think that the new young leaves before the spines have formed are the part that is normally eaten in Mexico.
Right, I would think so.
Yeah. Would it normally be the leaf or the fruit that is mostly ingested for medicine, or both?
It's both.
Both. Okay. And do they have the same benefits?
Well, I think that the fruit might be... I'm going to look it up because I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I would think the fruit might be... the thing that, well, it's equal as far as I can tell. So they're both good.
Okay, that's good. Another plant that, a medicinal plant that I have growing around here, and it's more or less rampant. It came in, I think, with a bad batch of hay for the horse once, and it decided to stay. But I recognized it, and so I let it stay. Is the good old-fashioned stinging nettle.
Oh, nettle. Now, there's another one that is particularly good for the plant.
Extremely medicinally beneficial, isn't it?
Yes, and its greatest benefit, I mean, as a male, its greatest benefit is for the prostate. It's one of the best.
Okay.
For
yep.
For that, but it has many other uses.
Yeah, it's also as once again quite a good blood tonic as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Interestingly,
it is a useful alternative to the over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. It's another of those anti-inflammatories that are used for treating arthritis.
Yeah. I've heard of the therapy of getting a bundle of it and sort of hitting your arthritic joints with the sting.
Yeah.
I've heard of that.
But it's anti-inflammatory when taken by the mouth as well.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so there's no need to inflict the stings on yourself. You can just make hot tea.
You can have a tea. You can cook it, of course. The leaves can be steamed and cooked.
Yes.
With spinach.
It is actually delicious. And initially my boys would turn their noses up at it, but it had such wonderful health benefits that I just began cutting it up in the soup and just not telling them because it is a wonderful nutritional. It's full of minerals, it's full of iron, it's full of And it has very, very high chlorophyll levels as well. It's something that I've noticed. Even in this dry, arid climate we've got here, it just grows such an intense shade of green.
Well, again, it lowers blood sugar as well. So it's another of those all-around great herbs.
Yeah. So, and another one that I've got, this one I actually have deliberately planted it all over the place, but I am wildcrafting it. It's Salvia officinalis, garden sage.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. There are many, many varieties, but officinalis.
Yeah, that's the regular gray.
Yeah, the regular old-fashioned sage.
Yeah. And, you know, can you comment on any health benefits that that might have?
Well, it's said to be a fertility drug, it helps decrease fever. It also is highly stimulating in a good way to the stomach and to help digestion. It's anti-inflammatory. Notice how often that comes up.
Yeah.
It reduces muscle tension. You can even take it as a steam inhalation for asthma attacks. But to help reduce or relieve indigestion is great. But its most important, probably, is decreasing anxiety.
Yeah. It's the medicinal use that I heard of was as a gentle but beneficial mental stimulant.
Yes.
Okay. And what it does is the reason why it's called sage is it was reputed to increase wisdom.
Exactly.
And that could be, in modern terms, would be gentle antipsychotic, gentle natural antipsychotic mood stabilizer. And this sort of thing is the guessing that I'm, as a layperson, would come under the category of moods of increasing wisdom in the ancient way of speaking. It helps to stabilize the thoughts.
Right. Well, that would be anti-anxiety, yes, definitely.
That's right. Yeah, and that is absolutely marvelous, and once again, grows well in an arid or semi-arid climate, provided that it is established in the winter. Now, there's one that I'm not quite sure of its medicinal properties, but I very much like it, and it's a good bee fodder. And that's why it grows here. That's why I'm establishing it here. It's primarily for the bee fodder. But I would like any comments that you might have on any medicinal properties. And that's a herb called Centaurea. Centaurea. I don't know if you've heard of that one.
No, I don't know that one, no.
Okay, or Centauri. I'll have to do some research in other places there for that one. Another one I'm sure you have heard of is Feverfew.
Freesia.
Feverfew.
Feverfew, of course.
Yes. Feverfew.
Oh, yeah, well, its name tells you the whole thing, doesn't it?
it kind of does.
But it's interesting, it's a headache.
It's very good, as I've found, as a tonic for children with colds.
And it's also excellent for migraine.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And it's supposed to help you get pregnant if you are having fertility problems.
Okay. Well, that's handy to know.
It can reduce muscle tension, help diarrhea, in other words, again, calm the stomach and the intestinal system.
Yeah. And that's also, it's one of the bark flowers, isn't it? I'm just trying to remember if it is. It's one of the bark flower remedies.
Oh, bark flower, yes, yes.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that it is. But that's one that I initially planted and is in the process of going rampant here, sort of with some help from me. Because it sets seed, the seeds are tiny, of course it's a daisy, and the flowers are the medicinal part, right?
Right.
You can dry them, you can use them fresh, or you can steep them in alcohol.
Right.
Is the three ways that I have heard of using the feverfew flowers.
Right.
And the dried flowers or the fresh flowers I have heard can be made into a tea and mixed with maybe lemon and honey. And that is a very, it's a very gentle healing sort of tonic medicine, especially for young people who have, you know, got colds and flu and that sort of thing. And
yeah.
Once again, very, very easy to grow. It basically grows in any disturbed ground, in my experience.
Notice how many times you come up with calming the nervous system. I think that it seems to balance or calm the nervous system.
Yeah. No, it's a wonderful, wonderful plant, that's for sure. We're coming up to the last segment, so I'll see you again in a few minutes. Dr. Norm Shealy.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-backed rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today? God, you're
take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Hello there, everybody. This is Gwyneth Isaac speaking. Here today with Dr. Norm Shealy. This is actually the final segment of the show, Dr. Shealy.
And, well, I would like to talk about my favorite herb group.
I was going to say, is there anything you would like to say?
Yeah, well, let's not leave out mushrooms.
Oh, yes. Yes,
shiitake,
go for it.
Reishi, cordyceps, maitake, all of those are among the... and then, of course, turkey tail and lion's mane. All of the mushrooms are among the strongest immune-enhancing things on Earth. They are superb.
Yep. Would you put morels in there as well?
Laurel?
Morels.
Oh, morels.
Morels. Yes, sorry.
Well, yes.
once again, it's the accent. Yes, morels.
Right. Well, that's how
they,
we pronounce
them. They grow wild around here.
Yes, they do here, too, and they do in Wisconsin, where I've lived. Oh, they're excellent. Oh, in fact, even old button mushrooms are not bad.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, even those have some, you know, halitosis better than no breath at all. Any mushroom is better than no mushroom.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, I absolutely love mushrooms. We've got to warn people, though, you've got to be absolutely sure of the identity of the mushroom that you are picking before
Oh, yeah.
you are ingesting it. you know, because there are some out there that will kill you as well.
Oh, yes. But even button mushrooms enhance, the bone marrow and, I mean, let's face it, on a scale of 0 to 10, maybe they're on a 5 compared to a 10 with lion's mane or turkey tail, but they're good.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's really interesting. They've actually got a mushroom here in Australia, which is it's called a shelf mushroom, okay? And it grows on the trees. It has a woody kind of structure, and it looks just like a shelf, okay? It has no gills underneath, and if you were to pick it, it would more or less resemble a soft piece of wood. They probably have those in the United States as well.
Right.
But they're everywhere. Yeah. They actually are very, very good at boosting the immune system. Okay? But you've got to get the brown ones or the ones with stripes on them. Because a good rule with mushrooms, if it's brightly coloured, except for a few kinds of oyster mushrooms, if it's brightly coloured, it's probably best left in the forest. It's brightly coloured for a reason. it's a big red flag, except for a few kinds of oyster mushrooms.
Well,
they have
one
bright
colour. Found them are good, too.
What was that, sorry?
The shelf mushroom, they also, in every mushroom I've ever found, helps the immune system.
Oh, gosh, yep, no, that's right. And so I've actually got some shelf mushroom shaved up and stored away in my herbal medicine kit. And because it is so beneficial. But, you know, you are absolutely right about fungi. They're just all-round good guys, like I said, except for even the poisonous ones. They do have a medicinal use, but they're not for use by the general public. They require really...
Only for your enemies.
they require you to be really competent, like a medical doctor or a skilled herbalist before you're going to mess with any of the more interesting kind of mushrooms. And I wouldn't recommend the public generally deal with them. That's the end of the broadcast.
How fun.
Can you believe it's been 2 hours?
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
It's been great speaking with you, Dr. Shealy, and I look forward to speaking to you again sometime soon.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.